Hi, good morning. We are conducting a survey today. Your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are completely confidential. May I please have your zip code?
19151.
Okay, thank you very much. Just confirming 19151.
Yes.
Now, what is the year of your birth?
66.
Give me just a minute. Thank you very much. Now, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. Let me ask, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden. President
okay,
Biden.
Joe Biden, the Democrat. Thank you. Now, let me ask, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. What is your race?
African American.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you very much. And as you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances are 50-50? Thank you very much. Now, how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2020 general election? Voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, or voting by mail?
By mail.
Thank you very much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes in issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all.
Okay.
So from 0 to 10, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you?
8.
Okay, thank you very much. I want you to please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
You may use any... Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold. That means neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of them or those groups, please indicate so. So the first one, Donald Trump, from 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. J.D. Vance.
0.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Thank you. Tim Walz.
10.
Thank you. Barack Obama?
10.
Joe Biden?
10.
Mark Kelly?
Mark Kelly?
Yes, Mark Kelly.
10.
Okay, and the last one, Josh Shapiro?
10.
Thank you very much. Now, we're going to go with a few statements on scale of 0 to 10 in the past month. I want you to please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. You say 10 if you have been very worried, a 5 if you have been somewhat worried, or a 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one, the availability of resources for K-12 education.
5.
How worried? A 5, thank you. The banning of Black history.
5.
Okay. Election and voter fraud in the 2024 elections?
0, because it ain't having no fraud. 0.
Thank you. The protection of Social Security or Medicare?
8.
Okay. Lack of dependable transportation systems.
7.
Thank you. The conflict in Palestine.
That's concerning. 10.
Thank you. Voter suppression in the 2024 elections that makes
8.
It harder for certain people to vote. Okay, thank you. The crime rate in my community.
5.
Okay. Fighting discrimination and system racism.
7.
Okay. The affordability of housing.
5.
Okay. Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights.
8.
Okay. Abortion access for women in this country, becoming more restricted.
8.
Okay. Inflation and the rising of costs of goods and necessities.
6.
Okay. Racial profiling among police.
6.
Okay. Thank you very much. I do appreciate your time. We're almost done with the survey, okay?
Okay.
Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris. Okay. Thank you very much. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
For her.
Okay. Thank you. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democrat Party, but it's assumed that she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, will that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated
more,
to vote?
More motivated to vote.
Thank you. Now, compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable,
makes no
difference? Okay. Is it much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you very much. Now, do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not a
lot? A lot.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as a president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements, okay? So for each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. So, fights for people of color. Do you believe that really describes her? Somewhat
describes
her.
Describes her.
Okay, that will be really or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Is a political insider?
No, that doesn't describe her.
Okay. Really does not describe her.
Really don't describe her.
Okay, thank you. Locked up people that should not have been.
That what?
Locked up people that shouldn't have been locked
that
up.
That don't describe her at all.
Thank you. Give me just a second. So governs with kindness and compassion.
That describes her a lot.
Okay. Represents the black community.
Represents her a lot.
Okay. Is progressive.
No, that don't describe her, no.
Okay. Early trailblazer in the LGBTQ policy.
I have no opinion on that. I don't really know how she stands on LBG. Okay.
Thank you very much. Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to tell me if you think that makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or makes no difference. Okay, we're almost done.
Okay.
Now, the first statement. Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Does that make you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat... Mm-hmm.
Somewhat favorable.
So somewhat more favorable or somewhat
less favorable. Somewhat favorable, on the lesser end,
Thank you. Now, the second statement. Kamala is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association. Does that make you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less, or it makes no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Now, as CA Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide.
No difference.
Okay. Now, next... Kamala is an absolute trailblazer, the first American and woman selected as district attorney for San Francisco, Attorney General of California,
much more favorable.
Mm-hmm. Now, the last statement. Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and death at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
No difference.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now we'll just go with the next question. And again, I want you to please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay. Thank you very much. And again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes and issues that are important to you? I want you to please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has. Thank you very much. And again, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you very much. And is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
For her. You asked me these same questions before. You repeat.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
The thing is that we do want to know if the information provided has made any changes or has influenced your opinion.
Okay.
We're almost done with the questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in best interest of people like you by a lot, some little, or no?
A lot. A lot.
Okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you?
Okay. Trust.
Now, which of the following will you rather say your main sources for news? I want you to select up to 3. I'm going to read the list, okay? National newspapers, MSNBC, CNN, local newspapers, local radio, network news like ABC, CBS, NBC, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Fox News, local news, family and friends?
Local news, CNN, and MSNBC.
Okay. So is it local TV news?
Yeah, local TV news, CNN, and MSNBC.
Okay. Thank you very much. Perfect. Now, are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up early in this group chats? Very often, somewhat often?
Very often. I only belong to two.
Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself as a strong or not so strong Democrat?
A what?
Do you consider yourself as a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong. Very strong.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of education you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you married? I'm married. Just living with a partner. Single?
Married.
Separated? Divorced? Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age
no.
of 18? Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
40.
Okay. Perfect. So this concludes our survey. I'd like to thank you very much for your time and your participation. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. It went out again. Oh.